Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5, 60 now at our studios. And speaking of the Moon Pie Minute, it is on the way. And days 1, 2, and 3 of the Moon Pie Minute, something brand new this year, up on the podcast page. So you want to go binge the first 3 days, you can do it.
Actually, they have their very own special page alongside the Mardi Gras schedule. So if you go to fmtalk1065.com, along the top of the page, you'll see Moon Pie Minute. Click on that. At the very top, we have the three that have aired so far, and then each day we'll add to that. And below that, the parade schedule. So you can get all of that in one swoop of the eye, I guess.
That's right. And the nice thing is, if you woke up this morning, go, oh, I didn't catch the other moon, but you want to get bingo, listen to them, then you'll be ready in a few minutes for the Moon Pie Minute. All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5. We will check headlines with Kelly coming up right after we check in with Kane for traffic.
Good morning from the BamaFlooring.com traffic center. An accident involving a garbage truck and an SUV with injuries at DIP and Dakota Drive. State troopers are there. Eliza Jordan and Airport have got one without injuries and another one with injuries at Cottage Hill and Demetropolis with a dense fog advice until 9 a.m. this morning. With Valentine's Day quickly approaching, it's time to consult the experts at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. Enjoy champagne upon arrival of your two-night stay at the historic Four Diamond Hotel. For reservations and info, call 415-3081. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few showers with patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and high temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Will's Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will, with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700, or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Glad you are along on this Monday. Lots to do. Plus, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk, among other things, we'll talk some Super Bowl and Super Bowl ads. A.J. McCarron in one there. Mm-hmm. Those were the, and if you watch the, a lot of these commercials will have the commercial that aired and then the extended commercial if you go online,
right,
and look
like a trailer.
Yeah, watching AJ and his mama and the first responders talk about the, and get eye sweats on that stuff. So seeing pictures of him when he's a little kid, that's wild.
She's a sweet lady too, and she's very involved in the, you know, in the local community, and just to hear her story as a parent and as a soon-to-be parent, I know it really touches you in a certain way, because you think you know what people have gone through, you think you know someone's story, but to hear it through a mom's eyes and voice, and then, you know what, we salute our first responders, don't we?
Yeah,
they're
absolutely.
So amazing.
And hearing, you know, those first responders say, to think about how many years ago that was, and saying, oh, I remember that ride like it was yesterday. One of the many ads we'll talk about coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. 7:09, let's talk some headlines, and Kelly's got the right now.
I was going to, I know we had to go to commercial break really quickly, but we went into the commercial break talking about Moon Pie Minute, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to know what your favorite flavor of moon pie was. Just
me,
it's random.
Oh, it's absolutely banana.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna go with chocolate. I know a lot of people don't feel the same, but chocolate's probably my favorite moon pie.
Yeah, mine too. And it's weird because I don't like chocolate, but
it's because there's no real chocolate in it. Probably.
But I've learned the art of our friend, and he knows who he is on Twitter, about melting them or having them with ice cream. Oh,
speaking of ice cream, Cammie's making our moon pie ice cream out there. So stop it, Cammie's old Dutch. She's
very
already
nice.
Done the work for you.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. And I'll have more about Bluebell a little bit later in the show. But let's get you to your headlines as we talk health, and yet another urgent reminder to those who have not yet received their flu shot, especially talking about parents with small children. If there's elderly in the home, you need to know this, as a child has died as a result of the flu. According to the Alabama Department of Public Health, flu activity in the state of Alabama is up almost 6% just in the last 3 weeks. It's widespread activity statewide and also across 36 states. I told you about this last week, that four Alabama school systems, Albertville, Marshall County, Boaz, and Guntersville, They had to close early for the week last week due to flu outbreak. So here's what you need to know when it comes to avoiding getting the flu. And this is according to the Alabama Department of Public Health. Get the flu vaccine. It is not too late. Vaccinations are recommended for everyone 6 months of age and older. Please stay at home if you do have the fever. Wash your hands, cover your cough and sneeze, clean and disinfect, and just stay vigilant when it comes to this time of the year. The flu, they say, is marked by a sudden onset, and symptoms can include sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, cough, chills, fever, muscle, body aches. It could be very mild or severe. As I just mentioned, a child has lost their life. If there's someone in your home who is very young or the elderly or perhaps a pregnant woman, please make sure that they are aware of these stats and get that flu shot if they are not allergic to the flu shot, that is. And we now know the name of the Mississippi woman killed after her vehicle ran into a tree in Mobile County. Alabama State Troopers say 40-year-old Tabitha Smith of Loosedale was driving on State Line Road when she went off the road and hit a tree about 6:15 last Saturday. She was not wearing her seatbelt. That's according to Alabama State Troopers. She was pronounced dead at the scene. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. C-Spire Tech Movement is taking over the region because the Southeast and Mid-South can't compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So C-Spire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP Computer Science, so C-Spire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. They also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is the foundation for economic development, C-Spire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. The future's out there, and the C-Spire Tech Movement is leading the way. Join the movement at cspire.com/tech movement. All right, time for the Boom Pie Minute, brought to you by the Carrot Patch on this fourth day of our Mardi Gras story, as told by Rennie Bradner.
How do you dress to go to a Mardi Gras ball? And what type of music do revelers dance to? Dress your best and put your dancing shoes on. I'm Rennie Bradner. After this, I'll have a Moon Pie Minute.
This Moon Pie Minute brought to you by the Carrot Patch in their new location, 800 Hillcrest Road, featuring a 20 to 70% off store-wide sale. The Carrot Patch, exceeding customer expectations since 1982.
Many think Mardi Gras and public parades are synonymous. But before they were private mystic societies, much like any private party, Mardi Gras balls are by invitation only. Members in costumes act out a skit called a tableau that portrays the theme of the ball for the society's guests. Most Mardi Gras balls require costume de rigueur, white tie, black coats with tails for men, and floor-length ball gowns for the ladies. Music is provided by two or more bands. Once long ago, ball goers would dance the evening to the big band sounds of Glenn Miller or Lester Lanning or Guy Lombardo, and the always popular big band sounds of Mobile's own Bill Lagman. Ballroom dancing was the order of the evening. Rock and roll bands now prevail. For parade routes, podcasts, and other Mardi Gras information, take a look at our website, FMTalk1065.com. I'm Rennie Bradner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.
My husband's found a secret here at Patch Jewelers. He actually likes shopping at the Carrot Patch. The friendly staff always helps him choose something perfect and at a price he's happy to pay. Fine diamonds, colored stone rings, pendants, and earrings with the newest styles, classic and timeless. Even fashion pieces, too. Since 1982, Carrot Patch Jewelers is still your I didn't just think of you today store. Do like my husband and shop where you're sure to find the gifts you'll love for eternity. Now in their brand new location at 800 Hillcrest Road, Carrot Patch Jewelers.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A man charged with killing a Mobile police officer will be in front of a judge later today. 19-year-old Marco Perez is expected to enter a plea during an arraignment hearing. Perez is currently being held in Metro Jail and no bond. On January 20th, police say he shot and killed Officer Sean Tudor in West Mobile at the Peach Place Inn. Officer Tudor was just 31 years old when he was killed in the line of duty, leaves behind his wife Chrissy. Over the weekend, the Mobile community continued its support of Officer Tudor's family. A benefit was held Saturday at Cowboys and Angels on Halls Mill Road. Inside, they were selling chicken plates for $10. Outside, Blue Line Wash and Detail was cleaning cars for the same price. The next Mardi Gras parade is Saturday on Dauphin Island. Mayor Jeff Collier says they're considering adding more barricades to protect revelers following an accident over this weekend. It happened during Saturday's Crew de la Dauphine parade. Witnesses say a 4-year-old boy was hit by a golf cart.
The mother was in shock. Everybody was in shock. I mean, you can't help something like that.
David Mize and others rushed to help the little boy who suffered a broken leg. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Representative Chris Pringle. The Alabama legislature will soon be back in session. Before we make decisions that will impact our state and your family, I want to hear from you. That's why I'm hosting a town hall meeting. Join the discussion February the 12th in the University of South Alabama Student Center Ballroom. The town hall meeting begins at 6 p.m. Connect with me on Facebook at Chris Pringle Campaign for more information. Together, we can make government work for the people. Paid for by Chris Pringle Campaign, 4 Princess Anne Road, Mobile, Alabama, 36608.
Last night, the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history. Auburn beats Bama in basketball, and Ricky Fowler survives to win in Phoenix. 7:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The New England Patriots beat the LA Rams 13-3 in Atlanta to win Super Bowl 53 last night. It's the Patriots' 6th Super Bowl win, all with Tom Brady at quarterback and Bill Belichick at head coach. New England's now tied with the Pittsburgh Steelers for most Super Bowl victories all time. Bill Belichick now tied with George Halas and Curly Lambeau for the most championships by a head coach. And Tom Brady now has more Super Bowls than any player in NFL history. While both offenses struggled, especially the Rams, both teams' defenses came to play, leading to the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history. Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman won the game's MVP award with 10 catches for 141 yards. New England tight end Rob Gronkowski added 6 receptions for 87 yards. Rookie running back Sonny Michel continued his stellar postseason with 94 yards rushing and the game's only touchdown. The Rams were driving down the field in the fourth quarter with a great opportunity to put points on the board, but a Patriots blitz led to a big interception from cornerback Stephon Gilmore near the goal line.
Well, you know they're taking shots down the field now. Blitz to the end zone.
CBS's color commentator Tony Romo again on his game last night. Under Belichick and Brady, the Pats have now won 6 of the 9 Super Bowls they've played in. Here they are following the game.
Coach makes it it's a challenging football environment. His pressure's always on, and for moments like this, because you got to rise to the occasion.
Players have come in. They've worked extremely hard. We've had our ups and downs over the course of the year, but in the biggest moments when we had to play our best football and compete the hardest, they did it.
The 10-point margin was the Patriots' biggest in any of their Super Bowl wins. Leading into the Super Bowl this weekend, the NFL announced the 8-person Hall of Fame class for 2019. 3 first-time eligible players were selected: cornerback Champ Bailey, tight end Tony Gonzalez, and safety Ed Reed. Center Kevin Mawai and cornerback Ty Law were selected from the modern NFL era. Broncos owner Pat Bowlen and former Dallas Cowboys VP of player personnel Gil Brandt were selected, and 7-time Pro Bowl safety Johnny Robinson was selected as a senior finalist. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be held August the 3rd in Canton, Ohio. In college football news, Florida State dismissed quarterback DeAndre Francois from the program. Seminoles head coach Willie Taggart said that he informed Francois of the decision on Saturday night. News comes a day after Francois' girlfriend posted a video to her Instagram account that featured audio of a man and a woman fighting. In the video, the man threatens to assault the woman and hit her in the face. The caption of the video, which has since been deleted, said that a, quote, domestic situation between the two had been going on for years. 2 years. In January of 2018, police responded to an incident at an apartment complex involving Francois and a pregnant woman who said that Francois had gotten physical with her, but at the time she did not press charges. Then in April of last year, Francois was given a citation for marijuana. In basketball over the weekend, Auburn beat Alabama 84-63. Auburn's Bryce Brown led both teams with 23 points. Here at home, the South Alabama Jaguars won a men's and women's doubleheader over rival Troy University. That was at the Mitchell Center on Saturday. The women's team was up first, picking up their fifth straight win with an 80-77 victory. The Jags are now 17-3 this season. The men's team followed that up with an 81-75 comeback win over the Trojans. Five Jags scored double digits in the victory. And in golf, Ricky Fowler won the Phoenix Open at TPC Scottsdale after surviving a dreadful final round on Sunday. Fowler held a five-stroke lead at one point, but had a double and triple bogey yesterday before rallying to win by two strokes. Fowler's final round 74 was the highest by a winner in the tournament's history. 7:21 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few showers with patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and high temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good, like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, they do have an accident involving a garbage truck and an SUV at DIP at Dakota Drive. State troopers are there. Eliza Jordan Airport, Cottage Hill, to Metropolis. That's an accident with injuries. And the dense fog advisory has been lifted in this area, but still have some fog in the area, so be careful. Bama Flooring has recently won the Customer Service Award from Top Rated Local. They sell quality products with professional in-house installers with over 300 waterproof products on Highway 59 in Robertsdale. It's Bama Flooring, big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 7:25, FM Talk 106.5 60. As we get started on this Monday morning, at the beginning of February, Dr. Bill says cold temps are coming Later on in the week, he'll break down the rain and the cooler weather when we join him in just about 12 minutes. Right now, we get headlines with Kelly Findlay.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday to you. Some international news I want to share with you, as this is a first of its kind. If you are on social media and you see Pope Francis trending, here's why. Pope Francis is going to spend 3 days in Abu Dhabi. That is, of course, the capital of the UAE. I'm watching video of his arrival, and he will attend a conference with Jewish and Christian leaders. It's his seventh visit to a predominantly Muslim country, signaling a continuation of improving ties between the Vatican and the Islamic world. The overwhelming majority of people in the UAE are Muslim, but the country hosts a big expatriate population, some 1.2 million of whom are Christian. This is a story trending right now. Just want to make sure you are up on what's happening from an international standpoint. I will tweet that out as well, because many people like to hear more about what the Pope is doing. Closer to home, the question is, should Medicaid coverage be expanded? Alabama officials say a yes vote would enable the state to see vast health and economic benefits by expanding Medicaid. Those who say that a yes vote would do such are those representing the Alabama Hospital Association, as they presented their results of their studies last Friday. Alabama is one of 14 states that have not expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Last year, Governor Ivey said that the Medicaid expansion was, quote, desirable, perhaps, but she wanted more details as to how the state would pay for it. So here's what we know. According to a study, it estimates that Medicaid expansion would provide care for some 340,000 Alabama residents. It also found the state's costs would be $1 billion over 4 years, but they say, according to the same study, the state would see a return on their investment of $11 billion in increase economic activity. This is Kelly Findlay with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, and a couple different things. Number one, on the midday show, we'll talk more about this. I've mentioned Republican-backed Medicaid expansion bill, something a lot of people wouldn't have thought of 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I mean, the state of Alabama specifically not during the Bentley administration expanding Medicaid. Now Republicans may be backing this going into session. We'll talk about that on the midday show. And also, you have an event coming up with Rep. Chris Pringle. He's going to have a town hall before he heads back to Montgomery. We'll talk more about that coming up, but your chance to come out and express your views going into session this 2019, I can't say it enough, and I've said it a bunch, is going to be a heck of a session in Montgomery. You have all the normal things that would be piled up, just the work to be done during session.
Yes.
You have the ongoing challenges, and then you have the kicked cans. Last year was election year.
Yes.
Okay. During election years, members of the legislature that are running to keep that gig don't like to get in a bunch of contentious bills, because they become part of the opposition's ad campaign against them, right? Mm-hmm. And so these cans get kicked down the road. So you have the stuff they didn't want to deal with last year, even though it was fairly contentious last year for election year, but they moved a lot of that to 2019. Then you have the issues that are just the basic, you know, parts of keeping government open they got to deal with, and some brand new issues. And big ones like we talk about here, you're going to have lotto, you're going to have Medicaid expansion, the infrastructure slash gas tax. One is with the other. They are attached at the hip, okay? So if you hear infrastructure, that means gas tax. If you hear gas tax, that means infrastructure. These are going to be big ones in Montgomery this year, and they are getting ready. I know that they've been doing a lot of pre-session meetings in Montgomery with members of the House and Senate. So keep your eye on Montgomery, y'all.
You forgot one other.
Yes?
So you're going to have angry people because March 5th,
yeah.
Hello, Mobile County, Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
They're having to be there.
It's Fat Tuesday and Fat Montgomery. All right, 7:29. We'll be
well
right back.
Well played.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The atmosphere was electric in Boston last night. People partied into the night, and for good reason. The New England Patriots brought home another Lombardi trophy after beating the Los Angeles Rams in Super Bowl 53.
You know, it was a hard-fought battle out there. You got to tip your hat to the LA Rams. They played unbelievable on defense.
The Patriots' Julian Edelman, final score 13-3. The New Orleans Saints fan base apparently not interested in last night's Super Bowl. Instead of watching the big game, they held several anti-Super Bowl parties and boycott parties all over the Big Easy. The Rams' win over the Saints in the NFC Championship was tainted after the Saints' drive was halted after a Rams defender wasn't penalized for pass interference or a helmet-to-helmet hit. The Alabama Department of Transportation will begin a new project at the intersection of U.S. Highway 31 and Highway 225 in Spanish Fort. Crews will begin modifying the east and westbound left turn lanes in order to increase visibility and safety. There will be additional crews, warning signs, and traffic control at the intersection. No word how long that project will take. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward's today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs. You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock them up.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is clinging to office amid nearly unanimous calls from fellow Democrats to resign over a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook. The scandal threatens to cripple Northam's ability to govern. Germany joins other European nations in recognizing opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president. Correspondent Isis Suarez reports President Maduro warned President Trump about intervening in his nation's political affairs.
He also went on to accuse the United States and President Trump of a drone attack on him on August of last year. This all coming on the same day that President Trump had this to say on Venezuela.
What would make you use the U.S. military in Venezuela? What's the national security
interest? Well, I don't want to say that, but certainly it's something that's on the, it's an option.
President Trump on CBS Face the Nation. A sixth Super Bowl win for the New England Patriots after beating the L.A. Rams 13-3. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The Canadian subsidiary of GM was unable to stop an auto workers union from airing a critical TV commercial during the Super Bowl. The 30-second ad calling the automaker greedy and un-Canadian broadcast on Canadian TV stations during last night's game. GM announced plans in November to close its car factory in Oshawa, Ontario, costing the jobs of about 2,600 blue-collar workers. Roma director Alfonso Cuarón has won the top honor from the Directors Guild of America, and doing so, he made a stronger case for being the front runner when the Oscars roll around later this month. Cuarón beat Spike Lee for Black Klansman, Bradley Cooper for A Star Is Born, Peter Farrelly for Green Book, and Adam McKay for Vice at the DGA Awards Saturday night in Los Angeles. The Directors Guild Awards are seen as a fairly accurate barometer for what happens on Oscar night. Since 1948, there's been only seven times the DGA winner did not take the Oscar for directing. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Yes.
There
good
he
morning,
is.
Sean.
There he is. Good morning. Yesterday seemed kind of warm to me. How hot did we get, or warm did we get yesterday?
Yeah, we went over the 70-degree mark. 72 was the official high. And Saturday, we were well into the 60s, around 66 degrees. But we did get some sunshine yesterday, and that helped push that temperature up to some nice warm readings along the Gulf Coast. We had another day with temperatures well above normal, but the clouds are going to be dominant today, mostly cloudy. Get some fog around this morning. That will break up pretty soon. I expect a high today of around 68, possibly making it to 70. And then tonight, very little change in temperature. Low will be about 62, but you can expect some fog to develop again tonight, especially after midnight, and there's possibility of a few showers. As for tomorrow, well, a mostly cloudy day. Good chance for showers tomorrow with a high in the low 70s. The shower activity that we'll experience here over the next 24 hours is mainly due to a series of upper air disturbances that are moving along the Gulf Coast. And as they move through, they'll set off a few showers. Now, the rest of the week is going to stay warm, at least for Wednesday and Thursday. Slight chance of rain on Wednesday, 75 degrees, and then partly cloudy, 75 on Thursday. But then Thursday night, the cold front moves in, and it's going to drop the temperature quite a bit. On Friday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a few showers and a high of 55. So we're looking at 75 Thursday for a high, 55 for a high on Friday. And then Friday night, back down into the 30s, about 35 degrees for Friday night. And then the weekend, not too bad. The best day will be Saturday, partly cloudy around 60. And then Sunday, mostly cloudy, a few showers are possible, and 68 degrees. So we got a cool spell coming in at the end of the week, but it's not going to last very long.
Oh, what about severe weather? Any associated with that transition late in the week?
Yeah, right now with that front coming through Thursday night, we'll see showers as that system moves through. Right now we're not looking at any severe weather, but we're going to watch that very carefully because there will be quite a contrast in temperatures between Thursday and Friday.
All right, Dr. Bill. And if people would like to see highs and lows and dry years and wet years and hurricane information and tide tables to go fishing, where do they get all that info?
You can get it at the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, and the new edition is free. And you'll find copies over on the Eastern Shore of Fairhope at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate. Also, Autocraft Collision Center is across Baldwin County and over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company. Here in Mobile at West Marine, and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and Robert Moore Christmastown. They also have copies. And remember, the weather almanacs are free.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our update. I get his forecast 24/7 here at FM Talk 106.5. And speaking of the almanac, going to take plenty of the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanacs with us to the Mobile Boat Show. It is back for the Guides Corner. We're there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting off with Midday Mobile on Friday and going through the end of the show on Sunday. I'm going to be there doing the Midday Show. I know that Mike Ward and I will do a special two-hour live FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors from the Boat Show from 10 to noon on Saturday, and interspersed throughout the full-time Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Guides Corner. And in the Guides Corner, we have some of the best freshwater, saltwater fishing guides, experts there. And you can come down and sit down and pick the brain of Captain Wayne Miller about catching bass on the causeway, or Captain Bobby Abrascato, or Captain Charlie Gray. Talk kayaks with Benton Parrott, who's a Hobie Pro kayaker. And there's so many more. We'll have the list up here coming up on our website very soon. You can stop by and visit us all 3 days. And while you're there, pick up some FM Talk 106.5 Huggers, those Mobile Weather and Marine Almanacs. Also, when you're there, just a heads up, a favorite for myself and my children. Real nice folks and very talented dogs. The Fetch and Fish Dog Show is back. Have you ever seen that?
No.
You have got to go see this at the Mobile Boat Show. The kids love it. Mm-hmm. The kids' parents love it. It's one of the many great activities going on during the 3 days of the Mobile Boat Show. Starts Friday, goes through Sunday this week, downtown at the Convention Center. 7:40, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers do have a couple accidents. DIP at Dakota involving a dump truck. No injuries. And they've got another one there at Cottage Hill and Metropolis. Clearing wreckers are on the scene at Airport Eliza Jordan Road as well. Toomey's Mardi Gras. They've been supplying the Gulf Coast with everything Mardi Gras since 1978 at 755 McRae Avenue in Mobile and 1701 Highway 98 in Daphne inside the Rama Imports building. From the beach to the stuffed animals, it's Toomey's. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we talk with Fairhope Brewery co-founder Brian Kane about beer and beer trends. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Brian Kane and his partners started Fairhope Brewery 6 years ago after someone tossed out the idea of, hey, we should start a brewery. Now, every beer drinker in the world has said that, but 1 year later, Brian and his team were brewing beer. Today, they offer multiple styles of beer for sale in stores across Alabama and many, many more styles in their tap room in Fairhope, Alabama. His proudest part, the people they started with are all still around. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
The story of Mardi Gras comes alive with a Moon Pie Minute, a daily feature about Mobile's biggest party, parades, balls, costumes, throws, food, and entertainment. Listen to the stories of how the Mardi Gras that we know and enjoy today came about with a Moon Pie Minute, brought to you by the Sleep Center, Mobile's mattress experts, and Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream, 50 years and still dipping. Get in the Mardi Gras mood with a Moon Pie Minute, daily on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:42, FM Talk 106.5. Sports on the way. Headlines with Kelly coming up next. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM first, and let's talk inventory. You got some things specifically you want to tell us about this morning.
Yeah, we got one trade in. You might be interested in. We just traded in a little Toyota Tacoma regular cab, long wheelbase, standard shift, four-cylinder, just immaculate condition. Stayed in a one-family since it was bought. And it's in great condition, and it's under $5,000.
Yeah, you got my attention for sure.
Also, on the other end of the spectrum, we got a Hummer H2T, which means it's a pickup truck, and this thing is just like it came off the showroom floor.
All right. Those are brand new on the lot. Of course, they have a lot of neighbors on the lot, as you have a lot of inventory, whether it be trucks, whether it be big SUVs, small SUVs, or cars.
Absolutely. We got them stacked up. We got all the above. We got a great selection of third seats. We got several Suburbans, which have been hard to find, so we kind of got those all at once.
All right. We want to check out that inventory. Tell us how to do it.
Come see us, Highway 90 West in Theodore. Visit us online at LCMMotorCars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Hey, thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
I'll see you in a little bit. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 7:44, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
I like the way you did that. I was waiting for you to say something.
I love those trunks. I do.
Hey, I love a great update, don't you?
Yeah.
This weekend, we know that we have been hoping and praying there was a great turnout at Ed Seafood on the Causeway. So there's a pancake breakfast that was from 8:30 to 11 a.m. For $10, you could enjoy pancake, sausage, soft drink, or coffee, and 100% of that money going to Sean Tudor's family. Of course, we know Officer Tudor lost his life in the line of duty. So got this update just moments ago, wanted to share it with you. 500 people attended the pancake breakfast on Saturday. More than $6,000 in donations poured in.
Way to go, Nick. Way to go, Pete. Way to go, crew.
Yeah.
Ed's awesome.
Absolutely. Tom Claxon, one of our favorites, he was kind enough to give me this update, and I'm very proud because you know how we talk about those in uniform and how we take care of each other and how we look out for one another. And so it's so beautiful that the community could be a part of it, because whether you served or not, we love our first responders and our you know, our officers and our firefighters and our EMT, everyone. It's just thankful for your service. And so, again, kudos to all of you who are able to make it out. A check presentation will happen soon, so we'll have pictures of that and of course, share that with you on social media. But I love updates like that because I knew it was going to be a big day, so that's fantastic. Maybe Panini Pete will start serving pancakes.
You know, and talking to his partner, Dick, he was like, I said, you know, it's just strange thinking about y'all for breakfast. Right. You know, we think lunch and dinner. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, we're doing here at 4 to start with the pancake prepping. And so I said, wow. So they were prepping from 4 till 8:30 when they started. Mm-hmm. Handed out flapjacks.
Yeah, and they took this message on our airwaves. They took it to TV, and I'm just so proud of our community doing what our community does well. So great job. Real quick, want to tell you this. If you work at Walmart, there's some changes that could be coming your way when it comes to absences. Yeah, Walmart's hourly employees. Right now, you can miss up to 9 days every 6 months for unexpected absences. Well, there's a new policy that will cut that down to 5, but you would also receive up to 6 days a year. 6 days a year of protected paid time off. That can be used for a variety of reasons, including illness or emergencies. The company's vacation day policy, that's not changing. If you're wondering why these changes, well, employees say that's what they want, according to one of the vice presidents at the company, who says in part, quote, "This change, along with previous wage investments, parental leave, adoption, and other benefits, is another important step on our journey to be the employer of choice. The protected PTO will not count against a worker's attendance record and will not exclude them from receiving a new quarterly attendance bonus. And if you have good attendance, well, there's a new under this new policy, Sean, you can be eligible, when it comes to your hourly associates, to earn an additional 25% on the quarterly cash bonuses that you already receive, right? And why am I telling you this story? Because of the 2.1 million who work at Walmart nationwide, 38,000 people from the state of Alabama are currently Walmart employees. So this is big news to you. So you're telling me that good attendance brings about some percentages when it comes to adding more cash to those bonuses? Oh, yes. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Code Red. Local blood banks are critically low, and we need your help. Please join Baldwin EMC in an effort to address this shortage. We are challenging the community to come out this Wednesday and donate to a Code Red cause. Baldwin EMC is partnering with Life South Community Blood Centers on Wednesday, February 6th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Baldwin EMC's Summerdale location. Your one blood donation can save the lives of 3 people. Please join us this Wednesday anytime between 8 and 6.
This is Representative Chris Pringle. The Alabama legislature will soon be back in session. Before we make decisions that will impact our state and your family, I want to hear from you. That's why I'm hosting a town hall meeting. Join the discussion February the 12th in the University of South Alabama Student Center Ballroom. The town hall meeting begins at 6 p.m. Connect with me on Facebook at Chris Pringle Campaign for more information. Together, we can make government work for the people. Paid for by Chris Pringle Campaign, 4 Princess Anne Road, Mobile, Alabama, 36608.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A man charged with killing a Mobile police officer will be in front of a judge later today. 19-year-old Marco Perez is expected to enter a plea during an arraignment hearing. Perez is currently being held in Metro Jail on no bond. On January 20th, police say he shot and killed Officer Sean Tudor in West Mobile at the Peach Place Inn. Officer Tudor was just 31 years old when he was killed in the line of duty, leaves behind his wife, Chrissy. Over the weekend, the Mobile community continued its support of Officer Tudor's family. A benefit was held Saturday at Cowboys and Angels on Halls Mill Road. Inside, they were selling chicken plates for $10. Outside, Blue Line Wash and Detail was cleaning cars for the same price. The next Mardi Gras parade is Saturday on Dauphin Island. Mayor Jeff Collier says they're considering adding more barricades to protect revelers following an accident over this weekend. It happened during Saturday's Cru de la Dauphine parade. Witnesses say a 4-year-old boy was hit by a golf cart.
The mother was in shock. Everybody was in shock. I mean, you can't help something like that.
David Mize and others rushed to help the little boy who suffered a broken leg. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
Man, I hope you can help me. The big game is this Sunday, and I always throw the best tailgating parties. But I can't show up with my tailgate all banged up like this.
What happened here?
I may have been checking the scores while trying to back into a parking spot.
I understand, sir. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, DIP in Dakota Drive. That's an accident with injuries involving a garbage truck. Again, it's off to the side of the road. Is traffic still building? The dense fog advisory has been clear, but we've got the delays at 31 and 225. Brand new construction starts today with turn lane modifications. That's going to be slow for the next 3 weeks. Jubilee Roofing is a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years. Has the best rated roofing company in the area, offering premium, affordable roofs that provide lasting protection with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
.750 on FM Talk 106.5. Hey, are you a Valentine's Day expert? Well, then you know that no Valentine's Day is complete without flowers. Now, for me personally, the list of women that I need to send flowers to on Valentine's Day getting longer and longer by the year. I've got my wife, my grandma, my mom, and soon I'm going to have a daughter. It means this year it's imperative that I get some beautiful flowers for my wife. But, you know, I'm not worried because I am a Valentine's Day pro.
Okay.
And my pro move is to keep it simple by sending pro flowers. They make it easy to order like a pro and find the perfect bouquet at the perfect price with that 7-day freshness guaranteed. Valentine's Day now a week and change. I mean, it's right around the corner. If you hurry, you can get one dozen red roses with a free glass vase for $24.99 plus shipping and handling. Visit proflowers.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the promo code Dalton. That's D-A-L-T-O-N. You'll get the perfect roses at the perfect price. That's proflowers.com. Click the microphone and enter the code Dalton. Order today. 7:51 now. Time for sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The New England Patriots beat the LA Rams 13-3 in Atlanta to win Super Bowl 53 last night. New England's now tied with the Pittsburgh Steelers for the most Super Bowl victories all time with 6. While both offenses struggled, especially the Rams, both teams' defenses came to play, leading to the lowest scoring Super Bowl in NFL history. Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman won the game's MVP award with 10 catches for 141 yards. Rookie running back Sonny Michel continued his stellar postseason with 94 yards rushing in the game's only touchdown.
Running it for the touchdown! Sonny Michel!
Under Belichick and Brady, the Pats have now won 6 of the 9 Super Bowls they've played in. Here they are following the game.
Coach makes it a, you know, it's a challenging football environment. His pressure is always on, and for moments like this, because you got to rise to the occasion.
Players have come in, they've worked extremely hard. We've had our, you know, ups and downs over the course of the year, but in the biggest moments when we had to play our best football and compete the hardest, they did it.
The 10-point margin was the Patriots' biggest in any of their championship wins. In basketball, Auburn beat Alabama 84-63 on Saturday. The women's South Alabama Jaguars team won their 5th straight with an 80-77 victory over Troy. The men's team followed that up with an 81-75 comeback win over the Trojans. 7:53, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few showers with patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and high temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
754 FM Talk 1065. And time for headlines, here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate that. Good morning, everyone. If you happen to have been traveling Saturday, if you're flying and there was massive delays and you're wondering why, just found out some information for you. There is a security breach which caused a ground stop. This happened at Orlando International Airport. And of course, if you are familiar with flying, you know that that can have a ripple effect with takeoffs, landings, connecting flights, and even causing delays, almost two-hour delays, trying to get through the security checkpoint. But now we know why. A TSA officer jumped to his death. He had just clocked out on Saturday. The man jumped from a hotel balcony inside of the airport into the atrium where passengers were waiting to go through security.
Oh, my.
I know. And you think about TSA just back to work, you know, being paid for their work. This person's described as a man in his 40s. They say he died from an apparent suicide, according to the Orlando Police Department. They're calling this an isolated incident, and they say our hearts are with the TSA family during this very difficult time. Officer was pronounced dead after being taken to the hospital. And the airport then talked about how the checkpoints, everyone that made it through, had to come back through again. From a security standpoint. So again, if you were traveling, you were wondering why were there such delays. Let's say you had perfect weather, but if Orlando had something to do with your connecting flights, now you know why. That's such a tragic situation. Closer to home here in Mobile, two men suffered gunshot wounds Friday night. They both were transported to University Hospital. Both survived. We know that one man is described as 36 years old. The second victim is 43 years old. According to Mobile Fire Rescue, one man was shot in the abdomen, and the rump. I'm going to say that this time, Sean. No buttocks for you. Okay. And the other person was shot in the leg, but again, they both survived. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Last hour, it was not because somebody was shot.
It was how I pronounced it.
Forrest Gump is constantly in my mind.
I know in our 8 o'clock hour, you said we may touch on the discussion that we had about guns and our legislature and Senator Gerald Allen.
Same bill, new session.
Yes.
And, we'll get into some of the nuance of that with concealed carry. We'll talk about that, of course, Super Bowl. And we'll go through the ads you loved. I'm getting a lot of texts this morning. Mm-hmm. Which ads were your favorites? We'll talk about those. And also, coming up right after the top of the hour news, Garrett Williamson from Personal Edge Fitness joins us. Workout for Wounded Warriors in Action. This event coming up, your chance to participate and help out our Wounded Warriors. Okay, we'll talk more about that when we get back.